Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June the 12th. Joining us this morning from the Visitors Bureau, Tony Smithers. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. That's the Eureka Humboldt Visitors Bureau.
I know. I always want to start with the Humboldt part. So I got a book over the weekend, and the frightening thing is I've shown it to three people, and they all have it. I just stumbled on it.
Oh, that one.
You have it, too?
No, I don't.
Okay. Kind of for the trivia type folks, and the title of it is Why Do We Say It? And it's just a series of phrases. Well, it's about 300 pages of phrases that we use in common discussion, and where does it come from? So rather than doing quotes,
okay,
we do our educational moment now, children.
All
let's
right,
sit
test.
Down in our on our towels.
Well, you can test me, see if I can.
A little romper room. Okay. What is the reason we say that a person who is surprised is taken aback?
That is a sailing term when the wind comes around and from the opposite direction.
I didn't set him up on this one. I know Tony's kind of a boat guy. It's a nautical term. When the sails of a square-rigged sailing ships are suddenly carried by the wind back against the mast, as sometimes happens in a strong gale, the ship is taken aback.
It's not a good thing.
And stopped dead. So, to a person halted abruptly by some new developments, they are
taken aback. There you go.
All right. Hey. One for one. This may not be as challenging as I thought. We'll see how tomorrow plays. Tourist season, we're kind of...
We're ramping up.
We're in it, yeah. So to speak. Now, I heard that one of the major hotels was sold. One of the major brands is going to stay branded, but it's going to be not a company store, so to speak, but an individual proprietor.
Mm-hmm.
Good news, bad news, or just kind of news?
It's just news. You know, the brand doesn't change. And so it's amazing how important brand is in the lodging industry. There are people who will only stay at their Best Western, their Quality Inn, or what have you.
Whatever it is, it's...
Right.
And that it's not necessarily rewards points driven. It's just that's...
It's just brand loyalty.
Their references.
Brand loyalty. Yeah. So what it leads to, though, is the, you know, in terms of economic development, you can say, well, what brand is missing from this market, and how can we grow there by attracting people who want to go to that hotel?
Is it something that is brand loyalty for lodging? Is it as strong as insurance, as automotive, as some of the other business niches where there's a very strong attempt to develop brand loyalty?
Sure. I would say that no. And I would say in all those industries or pursuits, it's not what it used to be. The loyal customer is not a chimera these days. Everyone is sort of, you know, doing their own thing. You can't rely on the fact that you've got a basis of loyal customers anymore. Or if you do, you have to work harder and harder to keep them that way.
As a brand, the brand has to work harder.
It does.
Not the individual.
Yeah, because there's so many people out there picking away at them, trying to undercut them or whatever.
What about trends? You know, if there is, where do you guys stay? I'll use you instead of me. I think I've said Best Western way too often.
Me, I camp, but.
Okay, but if you guys are staying in a hotel,
yeah.
What's your preference?
Best Western.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let.
That's
okay. So with Best Western as a brand, now is it the loyalty because is diminishing because you're being pulled away, or because the promise isn't being delivered?
Well, in my case, I'm not a typical consumer.
No, but you're more sensitive to some of the
right, and
the edgy stuff.
Well, so much of my purchase of that, you know, of accommodations is business related, so it's all accessibility to whatever the event is, or
so it's location.
Location's very, very important. Yeah,
not amenities.
No, you know, if you're doing a trade show, you just want to get up and get out and go back and fall over. I mean,
so what would it take for? Everybody noticing there's the marketing seminar going on here? Okay. What would it take for you to become ultra or uber brand loyal to Best Western from where you are now?
Frankly, it would be better choices for breakfast for my diet would be a really interesting thing. Certainly,
everyone... So reconstituted eggs is not high on your...
No.
I love it list.
No, I'm one of those paleo types, so I can't do bread and all this nonsense. Okay. And so there's really not much I can eat at those breakfasts.
Slam down your tomato juice and move on.
Yeah, you know, if you like waffles and bagels, you're all set, but, you know...
So... Do most hoteliers or brands recognize that there still is that opportunity to recapture somebody, but they have to ask, they have to do, they have to maybe go face-to-face with somebody instead of sending out a blast email survey?
Well, maybe. I mean, and certainly, yeah, I'm sure in the bigger markets, they're being a lot, you know, much more niche, you know, slicing and dicing and the specializing in what they offer. I do like a place with a fitness center, so you can, you know, pretend that you're keeping up with your regimen.
Doing something semi-healthy.
Yeah. And in terms of you know, other amenities, you know, Wi-Fi's free pretty much at all the hotels now.
Or if it's not, it's really a negative.
It's really a negative. Like how can you be charging for this, you jerks? You
know? It's like charging for parking.
Yeah.
Same thing. I mean, there's an expectation there that if it's not. It's a negative.
Exactly.
Pools? Depends on the age of the kids, always.
Well, when I used to bring our younger kids along, that used to be a thing.
always is. Oh, KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19. We'll be back.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, even though some elements of tourism aren't your responsibility, how do you delineate what areas are or are not?
Well, that's a good question. Let's think about that. I do know that even if an area is not something that we're responsible for, we still often get involved in it. We want to be a resource to the person who is responsible for it. You know, as an example, we really don't, you know, we don't create attractions ourselves. We don't put on events ourselves, even though those are important things to have in a destination. Who's doing that? Well, now in Eureka, it is the Eureka Visitor Center with the Clark Museum, and in partnership with Humboldt Maid. Now they've got Friday night markets going on. That's looking really exciting.
Yeah, what is that? I had somebody ask about that. I have no clue.
It is a special, an additional night of vendors and entertainment and just things to do to get out on the streets in Old Town. From like 5 to 7 or 8 o'clock.
So it's not restaurants.
No.
Farmers market.
It's a farmers market, but other vendors as well, other makers and vendors. So sort of the whole Humboldt Maid vibe going on.
Like a craft fair.
All that stuff. All that stuff. And then people are there into Old Town. It's finished. And let's go get dinner. I mean, that the important thing is to get people on the streets, and that's what gets a little area like that.
When did that start?
It's gone on for 5 weeks now, I believe.
Oh, so I'm only about a month and a half behind then.
Yeah, that's pretty quick for you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so I guess if you don't Facebook, you're kind of left out, huh?
Right. So, but to answer your question, we don't put that event on, but we do try and promote it as much as we can.
So, what about at the more basic level? Let's say if there were a lot of weeds in the gutters and sidewalks.
Right.
Would you guys get involved?
is interestingly enough, a lot of different projects are coming along now through the other hat I wear, which is the Humboldt Lodging Alliance. They have funds, what they call the community tourism funds, which is over half of the assessment money goes to this now, where anyone can apply for funding for something that is going to help tourism. You know, and you can draw a line pretty circuitously between the, you know, the heads in beds and the activity, but certainly cleaning up the streets, give a coat of paint, artwork. I mean,
those goofy things with the utility boxes.
That wasn't paid for by HLA, but in...
Well, I mean, just as conceptually, huh?
No. Everything that in this case that contributes to Eureka's, you know, status as an arts destination is great.
Is that where that came from?
That's one. Yeah, sure, certainly. Uh-huh. And now in I don't know if you know that great new mural down in Fortuna.
Yeah, the one along the grocery store.
Yeah,
wall.
Well, some HLA money went to help pay for that. So that kind of thing can really get, you know. See,
what about the buildings in Old Town? Those two alley sides, or sides of the alley between 2nd and 3rd.
Right. Well, you know, the city's got a lot of plans for that whole. Oh, you mean those two new murals?
Yeah, the sides of the buildings.
Okay, I know the ones you mean now. The Art Center and.
It kind of looks like rainy.
Right.
Thing is that. Was that anything that was coordinated, or was that just the building owner?
That must have been the building owner. Or
those are cool.
Yeah. Again, you know, Eureka's got this status as an arts destination, and it is really banking on that and building on it. You know, recently the city of Eureka, that little corridor, like F Street area, was named a cultural arts district by the state of California. Only one
F Street.
Well, Eureka and that sort of that whole corridor in there, and that's only one of only a handful in California. So that was a big deal.
F Street.
Well,
from the inn to the water.
I misspoke because we used to call that the Arts Corridor.
Right, I know that was the vision when Bjord was doing his thing at the Eureka Inn. Was from the inn to the water. It was going to be this.
Sure, and then you know there's
theaters,
there's
and
museums
else.
And theaters and all that kind of stuff. But it's the whole of Eureka is an arts district. It's pretty exciting.
Okay. Speaking of that, did you see that Trinidad was named as one of the 20 small towns in America last week, I think?
There are only 20 small towns in America, and Trinidad's one of them.
It was like the towns you must see.
Right.
Am I getting close?
Apparently,
you're familiar with it. You're messing with me, aren't you?
No, I did read this. I'm trying to remember what publication it was. But, yeah, it's out there, so anyone can Google it. So, you know, it's amazing how often our local communities, whether it's Ferndale, Eureka, Trinidad, get on those bucket list kinds of accolades.
So why don't we know about that? Why doesn't the local community take pride in that kind of stuff?
Well, I think they do. I know.
Are we aware of it?
I saw a lot of social media about that particular story and others.
You drive into the county. Where do you see anything that says here?
Oh, well... You know,
regular guy stuff.
Well, you want a billboard of our?
I don't know. I have no clue. You know, the ones where Fieri has been. You know, he leaves a little marker.
Right.
They
put a little plaque
that.
Up,
and so you can kind of stumble into that. The brass historical things you can see, but some of these others, how do you know? How do you know 6 months from now, so it's not red hot fresh?
You know, you bring up a good point, and I will think about that, because there have been quite a few of those accolades. I don't know if you remember back from your bureau days when Humboldt was named America's most scenic rural county.
Yeah.
And then Ferndale's been named, and Eureka have both been named America's prettiest painted place.
Burgess County goes poof and dissipates.
Eureka's America's best small arts town.
We'll talk about it when we come back. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers from the Eureka Humboldt Visitors Bureau.
Hi, Brian.
Ha! Got it. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, American Ag Credit, and by Lolita Cheese. Tony, we, Ange and I had an opportunity to spend a couple of days in Napa last week. Pre-tourist season, so we could find parking. Walking around and stuff, and it was really intriguing to me. They've got some challenges, certainly, and some projected challenges. They had the earthquake also, so they've had immediate past as well as current. There's going to be an interesting way that they approach it. They've got a 10-year horizon, and they have done some economic studies that indicate 46% of the current residents of Napa will not be able to afford to live in Napa in 10 years.
Wow.
Okay. Wear that one for a sec. Pick your town, doesn't matter. If that was projected, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that there's a simple answer. I'm going to be watching to see what they're doing, because I think there are lessons there that we can take here. Whether it's Eureka is the county seat like Napa is, with some of the challenges that we've got, or whether it's an Arcata or a Trinidad where you're a destination city, but housing costs are driving things, or property costs are driving things through the roof, so your schools or your retail may not be able to continue as they are because there won't be people there.
Well, any service industry, which includes tourism in a big way, so.
Yeah, so I'm spending a little bit of time talking to a couple buddies there, and I was asking them, so what is it today that's a bedrock that you're going to be able to build on? And tourism, obviously, was one of the things. They have become it's kind of like snowbirds to Arizona during the winter. They are to San Francisco for the weekends. You know, these are the folks that have the money to buy the fancy homes. It's an hour and 15 minutes away, so they can go there, spend a couple of days, and go back home. Okay. Changes the dynamic of the community significantly. But they've done some structural things there that are really cool. For example, the faith community is actively involved in the homeless. In fact, that's how they kind of have those folks not in the tourist district.
No.
Like 10:30 at night, walking around, you don't see, or you're not confronted by or have any feeling of anything other than, hey, this is a nice town at nighttime. Zero. And literally zero, goose egg zero. Now, the congressman's office is down there. Mike Thompson's office is in the middle of that area, so I'm sure that that helps a little bit. The sheriff's department is located in that area, so I'm sure that that helps a little bit too. But they've got a coordinated effort. They're not pulling themselves apart. So as that was the reason for the grass in the gutters. You guys bust your chops, you bring people to the county. What do they see? What's the first thing that they see? Is it trees or their walkway? Is it trees or is it something else?
Well, okay. That depends, of course. But
so as you're working with inviting and spending the hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to bring people to the area, are you exposing them to things that you don't want them to take away as their lasting memory of our area? Yeah, it was pretty, but. So when we talk about tourism and marketing and investment and development and all the things that we talk about, are you maybe overlooking some of the base level foundational things that really need to be addressed? And maybe it's just throwing money, I'm just throwing this out. Maybe the lodging guys buy a couple of cops or security people.
Oh, you can buy cops? I thought that was
positions.
Okay.
Positions. and start working with something that simple.
Sure.
You don't have to invent it. You just have to support it.
Well, you're right that the way that my industry is going, you know, the destination marketing industry is becoming much more holistic. So it used to be, we call it DMO, a destination marketing organization. More and more outfits are becoming what they call a DMMO, destination marketing and management organization. Management, what does that include? That includes trying to deal with some of the systemic problems in the destination that affect its success as a tourism product. This can be anything from, you know, from services and access to needed, you know, services.
Like buses.
Buses.
Or shuttles or things like that.
All that kind of thing. Certainly, you know, curb appeal and homelessness and is a big part of it as well. Sometimes it's dealing with the fallout of success. You know, sometimes you've probably heard the expression, you can love a place to death. You know, we all know that too many people tromping on redwood roots are not good for the trees. So that's something which has to be dealt with.
So you asphalt the paths.
Well, or you build a raised wooden walkway or...
There are workarounds.
Or like Muir Woods, where you actually, you know, you permit people and you control their entry so many people per hour, you know.
Over really well.
I know. I think our charm right now is that we don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. It's more real.
You know, and if that day ever comes, well, we'll certainly know we've been successful, but, you know, we for a certain value of success.
KINS, News and Information, times 8:42. We'll be back with more from Tony's.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to L.A. will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like L.A. is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information, times 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. So, Tony, as you and your entities, notice plural, because you got that Sherlock Holmes hat thing going on there, how do you prioritize? How do you prioritize the marketing message, the marketing targets, the promised experience, all the things that are everything except for the do when somebody comes to town? How do you put that all together so that those folks coming here get what they are anticipating, or maybe a little bit more, rather than coming to town and instead of getting 100 as an index, I like using indexes, 100 experience, they walk away with a 67 or a 73.
You mean how do we promise less and deliver more? Or is that
the, or how do you over deliver on the promise and still make the promise luring enough to get folks to come here?
Right. Well, you know, a lot of people have been questioning my long-term position of putting the redwoods first. And
instead of what?
Well, because we have so much else to offer, which I gladly recognize. But I think the redwoods are what bring people here. And to your point, it's a blessing because the redwoods never under-deliver. They always over-deliver on expectations. I mean, that is a wow experience.
I would think redwoods and Victorian.
Sure.
And ocean, but the ocean isn't unique. Victorians are a little bit more narrow. Redwood trees are more narrow yet.
Uh-huh. And there's a few other areas that really stand well on their own. Certainly, you know, the arts. The question is, do people travel for the arts? And certainly some do. You know, Carmel.
But there's a lot of other arts places. Also,
exactly.
So it's not the quality. I think it's almost the uniqueness. Also, has to be in that mixer somewhere.
Yeah. So again, you know, the redwoods, you know, clicks all those boxes. But in terms of how we coordinate it all, you know, certainly there are several tracks going on at the same time. You know, the Humboldt Lodging Alliance pays for a campaign through an outside agency. And that's where all that Follow the Magic branding is, you know, all the Alice in Wonderland themed, which is a very broad brushed sort of thematic campaign. It's not specifically come to see Avenue of the Giants. It's come to Humboldt County and have a magical experience. So that's a really good sort of generic background upon which we can then place all of our more specific messages, such as Avenue of the Giants, Redwood National Park, you know, come see the elk, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All those specific, come to the new trail on Eureka Waterfront. Everything that we can then, you know, fill it in with. And we do that more and more and more through social media, not just the free, but paid campaigns as well. Those platforms are just huge. Social media and paid search are where most of our dollars are going.
Should things like having more cell phone service in the area be part of the consideration so you don't have the dropout areas?
Always, always. So that's why we have to develop apps. You know, we can't just deal with, you know, online websites.
Thanks for coming by, man.
Always a pleasure.
See y'all tomorrow.